Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider.
And Bridger Deaton gets his name at the top of the marquee as he comes up with a brilliant performance in the gold medal match.
A world champion archer lives right here in Pella. Bridger Deaton won gold medals in the mixed team and men's compound individual at the World Cup Archery Finals in Switzerland last weekend. The 20-year-old is a full-time professional and got his start at an early age.
My dad enjoyed hunting a lot and realized we could hunt for 2 extra months if we hunted with a bow, so that's kind of how I got behind a bow. But as far as tournament archery goes, I was about 7 or 8. We went to a local 3D shoot, which is where you shoot at foam animals and stuff, and this is my first time ever doing that, and I got 2nd place in my division and kind of caught the bug and found my way into shooting the FIDA-style stuff.
He didn't have a high school diploma by the time he started taking his talents around the country. And it wasn't long before he knew he could compete at a high level.
The first time I went to a national level tournament was in 2009. And putting it easily, I got my butt handed to me. But it made me want to do what those guys did. And I trained pretty hard. And the next one, I almost made the team. And then in 2011, I made my first world championship team as a youth member and went to Poland and won a 2 gold medals there in the team events. That was when I really knew that I could maybe compete at some of this stuff.
Deaton says archery is a mental sport, and with training and managing the perfect equipment, it's become a career.
The equipment stuff is, I mean, just like a race car driver, we're out there in the shop tuning their car and stuff. I'm down in the basement tuning my bow and making sure my equipment's doing the very best that it can so that I can screw up a little and still end up with a little bit better result.
And choosing a sport where most of your competitors can match you in physical skill means Deaton has to find an edge with his mind.
But a lot of it's just mental training. I do a lot of visualization in the backyard while I'm practicing. Try and repeat the situations that I could come up against. Obviously, you're never going to get exactly the same thing, but that's where the international and other experiences come in, being in the situations before you actually come to them on a bigger stage like this. So as a good friend of mine always says, it's 90% in your head and the other 10% is between your ears. I mean, all these guys can shoot perfect scores on every day of the week, so it's just who's strongest mentally.
But his fate is in the hands of Bridger Deaton right now. Deaton delivers another 10, 8 in a row.
And while he enjoys team competitions, Deaton says he really relishes the opportunity to compete as an individual.
Not that I don't enjoy the team sports where everybody's in it together, but there's a totally different sensation when you're shooting all by yourself and everything's on your shoulders. I mean, everybody's so different in how they get to where they are or how they shoot the arrow or, you know, prepare for certain events. So knowing that what I'm doing might be working a little bit is pretty awesome.
Despite a successful career as a junior competitor, it was a long road for Deaton to make it to Switzerland to even have a chance at shooting for gold.
Then last year I was lucky enough to qualify for the 2014 World Cup season. To get to the final, you have to go to 4 different tournaments worldwide. One in China, Colombia, Antalya, Turkey, and Rokha, Poland. And you earn points over the way and earned enough points in Shanghai as well as some top 8 finishes in Poland and Colombia and got enough points, ranking points, to make the World Cup final.
Traveling the world, going shot for shot with the world's best, and making friends globally has been quite the experience.
The gentleman that I shot against in the gold medal final here is actually, I consider him a good friend. I met him at all the tournaments this year. We were all at the same international shoots, and not only that, but the guys that I shoot with here in the States, a lot of them go to these international shoots, and it's just kind of cool that I get a, you know, I'm only 20 years old and I get to travel the world doing what I've always wanted to do, so it's definitely a dream come true.
And now that he's a world champion, he says he has a bigger target on his back, but he's ready for what's next.
Going here, I was kind of the underdog, and hopefully now everybody kind of knows who I am a little bit, so next year will be interesting with everybody gunning after me a little bit, so it'll be a lot of fun.
And a special thanks to World Archery for some of those sounds you heard. And thank you to Bridger Deaton for joining us on today's program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.